I'm trying to say is, full stop, Tech Tides and Timberlines.
We've always defined ourselves by the ability to overcome the impossible.
We do have lots of brilliant solutions.
I agree.
That was when he says I agree.
No,
that's
problem
Einstein.
Of human destiny.
I agree.
Is beyond human beings.
And this is JFK.
Let's do it.
And
let's
that's,
do it.
You know that's Tone Loc, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
5, 4, 3, 2.
It's kind of a dramatic start to a radio show, hey? Kind of like all the people.
Oh, welcome to Tech Tides and Timberlines.
Wait, stop, listen. This is our radio show song.
Is this our metal song?
Yeah. He's talking about our haunting melodies. Timberlines.
This is great.
Yeah, I should record it, and I should send it to a radio station to play for me. Oh wait.
You're here.
I'm here already.
We're listening to
We're
it.
Live. We're syndicated.
Live.
Oh my god. I don't even have to. I can skip the middleman right now. Just play it immediately.
Yeah.
From me to you guys. Original music.
We're here. Live.
Live. Live again. Once again, we're live.
Once again. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. This is show number 6 now. 6. It was 5 earlier, and now it's 6.
Show 6.
We may have taken over the airwaves for a second hour.
Surprise. You know when... I got this really good thing here.
Tell me.
You're on.
No,
just
it's,
on the.
I know. Actually, I've got some. Okay. I got some good background music to play for us after this ends. It's actually.
Tech Tides and Timberlines.
You should actually, man. Why aren't we in a band?
I know. I don't know. I can't play an instrument. Yeah, well, I can, but.
But you got them vocals, man.
Tech Tides and Timberlines.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I got some background stuff here. This is Mary Friedman. Oh, sorry, not Mary. What am I saying? Marty Friedman.
Marty, thanks for the tunes. The
song's called Illumination. It's just going to like play while we chat here.
Okay.
It's a long one, so you can just chat it for as long as you like.
This technically is talk
radio. It's true talk radio. I mean, apparently 50% of our... of our show is just talky talk.
Is it? I better write that down.
Yeah, you better record at least 10 minutes of talking.
15 minutes.
It's a mandate of our station to have specific amount of content that is talk only. And so we've been classified as talk because Quinn doesn't just shut up. God.
It's funny. I'm a little bit quieter on the radio than in person. It's really funny. You're standing here or sitting here looking at me like, oh, is he gonna say something? And I'm just thinking, oh, this is so much fun.
Quinn's just got a silly grin on his face all day, every day, staring at me.
Jordy, is that you?
Yeah, it is. So you said that you gave me this music by Lincoln Jesser. And apparently it's just...
Oh yeah. Oh well, it's quite the surprise. I was thinking, I was in the woods, and I was just feeling like this song really connected with like grounding myself.
Okay.
And like just being more connected with my surroundings.
Okay.
And
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Was there sun shining through the trees like cascading down through the trees, like this like illuminescent kind of like these rays just illuminating all the greenness of the forest?
No, but I love those moments.
Yeah, me too.
Those moments are really great.
They're pretty special.
Yeah, I actually There, I took a photo and posted it on our Facebook account, Tech Tides and Timberlines on Facebook.
Yeah, look us up.
Look us up. And I posted a photo of exactly that, the sun shining through. Oh. It was, I don't even think you've seen the photo yet.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I have to go look.
That's so cool.
I don't even follow myself. I think we only have one follower.
I think it's me.
You're following her. Oh, nice. We promote Meta, don't you know, like a lot.
No,
I'm just kidding.
He's
being facetious.
Yeah, Meta.
It's not really our thing. I mean, I promote onto. Oh, actually, I should make mention of my favorite social media platform.
Yeah, do it up.
Counter.social. That's what I'm on constantly, every day, all day, because it's like. I don't know if you've ever heard of, there's a platform called Mastodon. So they're like kind of decentralized chat platforms, really. And the difference between this and say like, I don't know, Meta or X or any of those other platforms is that in those platforms, you are kind of the product. And then they harvest like what you're saying. They use it as their own kind of data and stuff like that. Well, if you go on to say a site like Counter Social or any the Meta, or sorry, any of the, Mastodon platforms, you're not that. Like, it's not public, so it's like whoever's server you're on is basically, you know, you follow their terms of service. And so it's like,
that's pretty cool.
The terms of services, no ads, and you don't get an algorithm feeding you a feed. You just basically, whoever you follow, you just see everything in chronological order. So it's like you don't like see this weird kind of like disparate amounts of people posting. It's kind of cool.
That almost kind of reminds me of MySpace.
It reminds me more of like if you're old enough to remember,
ooh,
which you're not.
No, I'm not.
IRC. MIRC. Remember that?
MIRC. Is it with the flower? And it was a chat.
No, like, you're thinking ICQ.
You young boy.
You young boy. Man.
I'm not too old. I'm 21.
You got gray hair in your chins. I can see that.
I know.
You're old enough to know. Anyway, know. So IRC was a chat platform back in the 90s, mid to late 90s. And you just kind of logged in and you like chatted with your friends and it was just no BS. It was great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was a different time on the internet, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So this is like that. Oh. So that's the chat platform that I'm on and it's good. And we sometimes post on Instagram too. We have an Instagram account. My mom does follow us there, by the way. And so does your mom.
I was looking through the followers last time. Yeah. Yeah, we did a shout out to everyone on our following list.
Oh, yeah. Our top followers on Instagram.
Yeah. How long did
Andy just followed us.
Andy?
Andy just followed us.
She's tuned in. Hey, Andy.
Andy's tuned in. Andy also has a radio show on our program.
Yeah.
What's Andy's radio show called? Sidetracked.
Sidetracked. And I think she's on Tonight at 9.
She is. On Tonight at 9.
Yeah.
Are we going to like
Wednesdays and Fridays?
We're going to see her. She comes in here. We'll be crossing paths with Andy tonight.
I hope so.
Well, hi, Andy.
Hey, Andy.
You rock.
You are great.
You rock just like CICK. Anyway, so that's cool. So we're almost at the end of Marty Freeman, this music. So I think we should just jump into this.
Keep talking. Do you want to jump into the song?
I got a 10 minute.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
No, we shouldn't do a 10-minute song.
I don't know. Is it got whales in it?
Oh, not this time.
No.
Last time we had whales. Not this time.
I feel like episode 6 is where we're just
talking about
stuff. Talking about stuff.
Well,
I
think we should still play music.
Oh,
Let's play this. Let's play it.
Okay.
Come on. Let's do it. We'll be right back. think I got this thing. I think I got the drone figured out. Let's see.
Whoa!
It's flying.
Wow!
Whoa! Oh my god, it's getting... Careful!
That's making a...
Whoa!
Well, that flew.
That's so cool.
There's a drone dropping seeds all over the place in our studio.
The drone is the size of your palm.
It's pretty small. It's got a little camera on it too. It's a spy drone.
That's so cool.
It's not my spy drone. I actually borrowed it from my daughter.
Oh, did you?
It's my kid's. Pretty awesome.
That's so cool.
So, we talk a lot about nature, and we talk about the natural world and man's relationship with it and all this and the other thing. And I think I mentioned in the last episode that I actually had a phone number for somebody very famous.
Whose number? I'm playing it like you haven't listened to episode 5, but
yeah. Okay. So if you guys weren't listening like 15 minutes ago when I revealed, I got a hold of the phone number for the one and only Sir David Attenborough.
Sir David.
Yeah. So the plan tonight is to call that number, and I've got a question lined up for him. I got the best question. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'm going to say, Sir David, given your extensive experience and deep understanding of the natural world, what do you believe is the most critical action humanity must take today to ensure the preservation and restoration of our planet's biodiversity for future generations?
Wow.
I wrote it out and I thought about it, and I think that kind of question will get a good answer from that man. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
All right. So let's pull up the phone here. Let's dial this. Let's dial this right now. Let's dial it. All right.
Okay.
Pull a phone off the wall. All right, here we go. Is it dialing? It's not dialing.
Yeah.
It's not dialing yet.
Nope.
Try one more time here.
There it goes.
There I got one.
He's gonna answer the phone. Pick up. He's probably screening me. Answer. Sir David Attenborough.
David.
He's not answering. I think he sees a Smithers phone number and is like, nope.
Last time I talked to those guys.
You know what? Forget this guy. No, I'm hanging up right now. Forget it. Sorry, David. I'm not impressed, man. In fact, I've got a song for you. I'm going to play it based on the fact you didn't answer anything.
Sorry, David.
I don't feel this anymore. I don't feel the same.
Quinn and Jordy's mate, waiting in vain, broadcasting questions, lost in the rain, reach for the wisdom of nature's own sage, but silence wrapped tight like rust on a cage. They spoke of the wild, whispered tonight, with hopes that his voice would set it alight. Calls left unanswered.
He didn't answer.
Shadows take hold. Words left to wander. Stories untold.
Untold.
David won't speak.
He won't speak to us.
David
leaves us in dark.
In the darkness.
He did leave us in the dark.
He's the lost shepherd. Guiding nobody.
Quinn and Jordy cold on the shore.
We're cold on the shore.
That's how I
That's how I feel. David Attenborough left us cold on the shore. Not answering our calls.
It's okay. It's
dedicated to you, David.
Man. The man of the hour.
He's probably busy.
Yeah.
I'd be busy too if I was David Attenborough.
Yeah. Good old David. Well, maybe next time, right?
Yeah. Well, anyway, we got better things to do with our time than try to call somebody who doesn't answer this phone. Quinn, you had a story.
I had a story. I'm sitting here in this chair, and I'm looking at this statue outside, and it's of a cougar. I think it's a cougar.
It's definitely a cougar.
There's cougars in Telqua. Someone told me that there's cougars in Telqua.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah. Because the deer population?
Oh, man, it's exploded.
It's really interesting.
Like, mm-hmm. We have so many deer out by our house.
Really?
So many deers. Oh, yeah. I kind of want to make deer friends, but you shouldn't.
Oh,
you're not supposed to make deer friends.
Like deer friends. like good friends.
Oh. Quinn, stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
So,
I had a neighbor that used to bow hunt in the backyard, and that was kind of weird. You never hunt in your backyard, you know? Unless your backyard's ginormous.
Yeah.
In which case, you know, it's no big deal. But
I got to tell a story.
Okay.
I got this good story. It's a friend of mine. I was looking after his cats.
Who is this, I wonder?
And these cats, man, these cats. The one cat, it's a really good cat. The other cat was like, ha! I am not going anywhere near that guy that I don't know. I am waiting for my father to come home.
That tracks.
That was fun.
Is that the story?
Yeah,
You went to a house.
I went to a house.
There's a couple of cats.
Couple indoor cats.
Yeah, one didn't like you.
Indoor cats that I pulled up in the driveway.
Yeah.
And I saw two cats.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. I don't usually see two cats outside.
Oh, outside. They were outside.
Yeah.
Both outside. Okay,
yeah. And I was like, oh, man, I haven't actually seen you to tell this story yet.
No, you haven't. No, I'm hearing it for the first time.
And I was like, that looked a lot like these guys' cats. And I ran inside. I checked the door. I was like, man, the door's locked. Okay. Open the door.
So how do they get outside?
Oh, my gosh. How? You know, I stormed through the whole house looking and thinking, oh, someone must have broke in or something. Because I was like, how? Where are these cats? And they weren't inside. And luckily, the one cat that's was probably a bit more a bit more friendlier than the other cat.
Well, one cat's like a solidly inside, like goes outside and looks around and goes back inside kind of cat. And the other cat's like goes outside and he's like freedom, and just takes off.
Yeah, freedom cat.
Yeah, freedom cat. Let's call him freedom cat.
Freedom cat. Yeah, we're like keeping this all private. Freedom cat.
Freedom cat.
Went and decided to live next door for a couple days.
just leaves.
Yeah. I almost had Freedom cat.
Yeah.
I was so close. I spotted Freedom cat like out of the corner of my eye in the kitchen window. and it was so funny. I was like, I'm going to bring Freedom cat some treats. I got a handful of treats and I'm like walking over there. Freedom cat's playing in the long grass and I'm like, ah, freedom cat, freedom cat. And it looked at me and just bolted.
Yeah. That tracks.
And then I kneeled down and I was shaking the treats in my hand. Come on. Like, you know, the whole.
Yep.
and
yeah, he doesn't come to Puss Puss Puss. Not like
no,
the other one.
No.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah.
He's just a weirdo. Weirdo cat.
Good old Freedom Cat.
Yeah, good old Freedom Cat. Yeah, I came home.
The sweetest.
I came home and he just literally ran inside.
I'm so impressed. I was like, man, this cat is definitely sending me for a loop.
Yeah.
I was looking down on my knees, looking in the neighbor's crawl space, thinking, how am I gonna get this cat out of here?
Yeah, you just leave him be. That's the thing.
That was too funny.
Yeah. And some days, you know, some people put trackers in their animals and their pets, and that's probably a good idea. Putting like a chip in your cat or dog. I don't know.
Oh, I've seen that. You put chips in the, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how you could track them though, unless you had some kind of like, yeah. I don't know, like Wi-Fi.
I've seen like collars, but cats don't like collars.
No, they don't. No, they definitely don't.
Anyway. There was a thing. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the cat story.
We didn't tell you what the song that we played.
Oh yeah.
Before we tried to call David.
Well, that was Bosk.
Bosk.
B-O-S-S-K. The song was called Truth 2. Very cool. And these guys are in, they're an American band. Another American band. But, you know, good song. Very instrumental. Metal instrumental, basically. Very cool. I actually have a couple more really good metal instrumentals / longer tracks that you guys might be interested in listening to, and I brought them tonight. So, or we could go into the.
I really want to go into.
You want to go into that one?
Well, hold on. Let's sit here. Yeah,
let's set the stage for this.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, set it.
Okay. Hold on one sec.
Okay. Okay. Oh. I'm ready.
I'm ghost mousing it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to CICK Meditation with Jordy and Quinn.
You will feel very relaxed and very at one with the universe.
Take the next 5 minutes of your day and peacefully enjoy. So, Thank you for meditating with Jordy and Quinn on Tektites and Timberlines.
Are you feeling relaxed? This is my ASMR voice. Do you like it, Quinn?
Yes. Yes, Jordy, I do.
As I enunciate every word.
I like it when you enunciate every word.
Yes, so do I. I hate it when I slur. I do it so often. I think it might be my weird Canadian accent. My words are just...
That's a word fart.
Yeah, it's basically what it is.
A weird fart.
Did I just blow a raspberry
on the airways, mister?
I think I did.
So we got a bunch of papers here.
Oh yeah,
a bunch of stuff.
Get to the official. Okay. Wait. Stop.
Yeah.
We have to tell people what they're listening to, and where they're listening to it, on what ground they're listening to it on. Yep. So, I'll let you do it. You do it.
Hey guys, you're listening to CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio on unceded Cassia territory of the Gitumden Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation.
There we go. Yeah, we should actually have some fanfare. We should get fanfare for that.
Yeah.
I think we should jazz that up a little bit.
I think we can.
I think we have some creative licensing for that.
Can we not? Could maybe the
we actually
office sh- or couldn't oh. someone syndicate that?
Oh my goodness!
Could you? Not,
I'd be willing to bet that there
could
is
you not
a
syndicate that and have money go towards like
yeah
that
I think so
the Wet'suwet'en Nation.
I'd be willing to bet.
Curious. I don't know. Thanks, CICK, for having us. I'm surprised you've put up with us for so long.
Yeah, thank you for listening. It's deep into the second hour.
Yeah.
It's deep.
Yeah.
Real deep.
There's a couple events that are coming up in the community. There's a couple events I want to shout out to that have just passed the past 2 weeks. That Bri Webb concert, if any of you guys were there, the Legion Tuesday 2 weeks ago or last week. Awesome event.
I heard it was good.
It was great. Great catering, great event, great musicians.
This weekend.
Okay, guys. This weekend.
It's Pride.
Saturday.
Pride weekend.
Come on. Beauville Square on June 1st, 11 a.m.
All kinds of fun stuff. Just acts and jolly activities, really.
Yeah. Marketplace, food trucks,
oh, yeah.
photo booth, face painting and more.
Yep.
The live music is from 12 till 2 at Beauville.
And it will be excellent. It always is. Last year was great. It was good weather. I'm sure it's going to be good weather this weekend.
Guess who's playing?
Who?
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah, tell me.
Scouts Honor.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Man, they've been killing it.
They have been killing it.
They're awesome.
They've got a new album. They were working on a new album, as far as I understood.
Yep, it's out. It's out. I went to the album release a month and a half ago. Oh, I feel like your daughter was there with your mom.
I think she was. I missed it for some reason.
So anyway. Scouts Honor, your favorite band.
Oh, my favorite band.
Yeah.
Is your favorite band.
Oh, check this out, Jordy. Hold on. I know.
Are you seriously rocking a your favorite band t-shirt?
Right now.
Quinn.
I know.
That's awesome. Hey, Pam and Dave and Glenn. your biggest fan is in the studio right now.
I love the shirt.
Yeah, it's a good shirt.
It's great.
It's a good shirt and a good band.
And a couple other people are playing. Naomi's playing. Kafka.
Nice. Yep.
Yep. And she just released a new album as well. And, a new music video. Oh my God.
I haven't even seen the video. I need to see that.
It's really good.
Okay, you'll have to show it to me.
Milk and Honey. is playing.
This is the name of the band.
Yeah, Milk and Honey. I don't think I've heard of Milk and Honey before.
Nor have I.
Well, I'm gonna.
It's a pretty good name for a band, though.
I'm gonna hear them on Saturday.
Heck yeah.
River.
Oh, River. River's playing. Excellent.
River will be there. And more.
And what are they doing? What's River doing?
I don't know.
Well, River's always very creative, so they'll have something cool.
Maybe.
For sure. Maybe they'll be reading poetry.
Yeah.
Who knows? Anything could happen, really.
Whoa. And there's a bunch of events happening Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Special drag short show.
What?
At the Old Church. Seven to eight. If you guys want to go see an awesome event, go to the drag show. That's 7 to 8 at the Old Church. $25 cover.
Last year.
And it's seated.
They had the performers last year were just unbelievable.
Yeah.
They were so good. Like, man, I just talent. That's some talent. Like flips and stuff and like just all kinds of crazy cool stuff. And just, yeah, cool.
And then there's more.
And more.
It just keeps
and going. More. Oh my goodness.
If you want tickets to the drag show, Mountain Eagle Books is selling them $25 and it's a seated event.
So June 1st is when all the stuff starts happening. Cause like the very next day.
Man.
What's the very next day?
Summer. I don't know.
No, very next day is CICK's membership drive. We're going to be calling all of our members to get you to renew your membership because without you guys, we wouldn't be doing this kind of stuff and we wouldn't have access to this equipment.
Yeah.
You know, it's all volunteer run and kind of helps keep the lights on. And Quinn and I are actually running a show between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time, just so you know, for those of you listening on the internet. So, tune in. It's going to be a special edition show. It's not going to be your regular blah, blah, blah. We're going to have some more content for you.
We'll have to tune in. Some more of that. Oh.
No, it's going to be more. It's going to be different. It's going to be the opposite of Ohm.
I would actually like to see some of the people that were calling on the radio.
We might put them on the air.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Actually,
that would be so
cool. If they say, "Oh, I don't want to support community radio," then we'll put them on the air.
Yo.
Be like,
"You're live."
Can you just repeat what you just said? Did you just say that you can't support community radio station? By the way, you're in the air. And then see what they say. I'm just kidding. That'd probably be really mean.
And we're recording this.
Be like peer pressure. Be like high pressure sales. This is a cold call.
And would you like the family membership plan?
Can I sign you up for two family memberships, please?
Do we have a list of what the membership plans are? Is it behind the Exclaim magazine? Is there a list behind it on the membership?
There sure is, in fact. It's $25 a year for an individual or $60 for a whole family. And you could have 10 people in your family and it's still $60.
That's
pretty good. There's also individual lifetime memberships.
Yeah, there's a couple people in this community.
They have lifetime memberships. They
paid lifetime memberships to CICK. Yeah,
it's $400. And then for a family, it's $600 lifetime membership.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty good. Good bang for your buck, really. And what you get with memberships is like, you know, we have events around town and we have like, you know, all the fun stuff that members get access to, including this train car studio and all of our fun like events and things. It's really tapping into a community, really, in this community radio station.
Yeah. Yeah. And very open arms into people that want to volunteer, you know?
Heck yeah. Give us your content.
Yeah. Come on. Come volunteer. Yeah. I volunteered for,
4 years?
Seven, but I was away in Iceland for a year.
Oh, that's true.
So I was 7 years without a radio show.
Man.
Just volunteering. And, you know, volunteering means, you know, you show up to an event and help set it up or take it down.
Yeah.
And meet some cool people. Welcome to the community. you know, amazing group of human beings that support. And
I mean, it's really the first people I, other than my family, that I met when I moved here. So yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. First thing I did, joined the radio station, and then it was like, oh, I got some friends now.
I think that's the first thing I did was come to a radio station party when I first moved to Smithers.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's where all the hipsters went.
It's like, man.
They're hanging out at the radio station.
This is great.
So anyway, based on that, because this is a radio station, you should get to listen to some music now. What do you think, Quinn?
Do you have more? I jumped the gun there.
Oh, you did.
I do want to say, because Ben's listening, Gavin's listening, our buddy Gavin's listening, but Ben's playing June 1st. The Queens are back.
At the old church.
Yeah, the old church.
Ben's playing the old church? Oh, you mean, sorry. Not Ben.
Sorry.
DJ Gobi.
Sorry. DJ Gobi is playing.
That's right.
Shout out to DJ Gobi and DJ Avalanche. Dance party, 19 plus after party, after, nine till 12.
You know, I know you're saying this right now, but I have it on good authority that the tickets might be sold out.
Really?
Yeah. I might be able to find you one though, if you really want to go.
Oh man.
So I can't go, but no. I would go, but I've got. Good family, you know, in town. And
you know, stuff. That's the one thing, intentions.
Yeah, intentions. Those,
you know, I'm always bad at buying tickets to something.
Hey, man, that's why you have friends. We got you.
I'm getting good at making reservations the past 2 years with the whole thingamajigger happening. But, man, I gotta get bigger tickets, or we gotta get bigger venues.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. So they don't get sold out like that.
And I did miss, there's a shout out to the Smithers Public Library is doing a Pride family story time at 9 a.m. Nice. Till 10 a.m.
Cool. Yeah. Nice.
Super cool. There's a bunch of,
good events.
Out on Patrol, Roadhouse is sponsored. There's a drag show brunch June 2nd at the Roadhouse. Two seatings, 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. That sounds great. Smithers Pride. Shout out to Smithers Pride.
Cool.
The events together with Flair. Smithers 2024.
Beautiful. That's great.
Yeah, now let's get back to the music. That's.
It sure came up on us quick, eh? Like, I feel like Pride just happened, and now it's again.
I think this year went by real quick.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
2024, baby. Here we are. All right. Music. This is Stardust Blues by Die Humane on 93.9 CSK.
Far from my home. far from my home. Just a stone's throw to go. We're not too far from
Man, that was good. That was Stardust Blues by Die Humane. You guys have been listening to 93.9 CSK Smithers Community Radio. Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. We're Tech Tides and Timberlines. And hey, you know, Quinn, you mentioned taking care of cats, and particularly my cats.
Your cats, yeah.
And you know, I was thinking about how, you know, if my little guy had escaped and he'd gotten hurt, like, what would I have done? And you know, the first thing that I thought about was there's a place in town called Babine Animal Hospital, and it is a proud sponsor of CSEK, Smithers Community Radio, and they would be the people that I would take him to.
Yeah.
Because they are professionals, and they're always very, very good with the cats and the dogs.
Here, I got their contact information here that we can share.
Yeah, if you guys have pets that need looked after.
In medical ways, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, exactly.
250-847-8887. They're on Railway Ave, 4124 Railway, just in town. And you can actually contact them by email as well. info@babineanimalhospital.ca.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for sponsoring us. And yeah, please continue to do so and support them like you support us.
Thank you.
So I guess this is kind of like we're winding down. This is like end of the episode. Yeah. Quinn, what's on the horizon for us? What are we going to talk about next time?
Next time, I think we're going to talk about the many memories we've had with CICK. I can think of...
That's Sunday.
Two hands of events that we've been part of. But there's at least 30, 40
Man, things so many that events.
We've done and
Man.
Shared. And maybe, yeah, I'm thinking of so many people that have come and gone through these doors and through this community. And pretty special people. We're going to give you guys a shout out and give our wonderful members a call. And hey, we'll probably even, if people want to sign up, they can give us a call.
Yeah, they definitely can.
Especially on our hour.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what we'll do. We'll post the phone number. We'll say it out loud. And if you call in, we may put you on the air. Mm-hmm. And you can, just don't swear on the air. Because then they'll be angry at us. Or we'll have to bleep you. That's what we'll have to do.
Yeah, we'll have the bleep button real, like, ready.
the bleep button. Yeah, that's exactly what we'll have.
There's this big red button.
And sometimes when I want to swear, I hit the bleep button.
Yeah.
And then you don't know what I'm saying. I could be saying literally anything.
Yeah.
Definitely not PC.
Yeah, I did step away from the bleep button there the last song. But...
Yeah, I think you did too. Quinn. Quinn was using the washroom, and there may have been some expletives.
I totally missed it.
Jeez Louise. Well, thanks for listening, guys. I appreciate your patronage, and we'll be back on Sunday at 2 p.m.
You guys rock.
Have a good night.
Quinn whispers to the night sky. Radio waves through the cold air. Jordy nods to the dim light. Listeners, y'all be everywhere. From cityscapes to the tree lines, voices crackling over static songs. Bridges built of sound and lifelines. Thanks for hanging all night long. and over.